Voters in Cambodia cast their ballots last week, and the ruling party appears to have won a majority. Official results will be announced Friday, but the real news here is that the election happened at all. It's only the third multi-party election since the Khmer Rouge devastated this country in the 1970s. Kelly McEvers reports from Phnom Penh.
At 7 o'clock sharp Monday morning, officials opened ballot boxes in southern Cambodia. Cambodian and international monitors stood by as authorities bundled and counted the fingerprinted ballots. A decade ago, this province was still held by the infamous Khmer Rouge. This ultra-communist regime, led by Pol Pot, seized Cambodia in the 1970s during the U.S. war with Vietnam. It's thought that between 1 and 2 million Cambodians died at the hands of the Khmer Rouge. Now the guerrillas have disbanded, but the culture of systematic violence they left behind means that political activity in Cambodia is tumultuous. In 1992, the UN sent to Cambodia one of its largest peacekeeping missions to date. The following year, Cambodia held elections, but the country remained unstable. By the next election, in 1998, Cambodia had experienced a violent coup attempt and a number of political assassinations. Sarah Combe is a senior researcher for Human Rights Watch Asia.
In 1998, there were dozens, more than 100 actually, people who were executed, you know, basically identified, targeted, and shot or killed before the elections.
And after the elections, several protesters contesting the results were killed in Cambodia's capital, Phnom Penh. Sarah Combe says this year's elections have been much less violent.
What we saw instead was a replacement of the blatant violence with more subtle and sophisticated campaigns.
The Cambodian People's Party is headed by Prime Minister Hun Sen. Originally a communist party, the CPP has run Cambodia since 1979. Two other parties have been vying for the top spot, a royalist party and the opposition Samrinji Party. Each accuses Hun Sen of running a corrupt government that ignores Cambodia's poor and uses force to scare predominantly rural people to vote in its favor. According to preliminary results, Hun Sen's party has won a majority of the votes in this election, but not enough to run the country without a coalition partner. The two losing parties accuse Hun Sen of stealing the race and say they won't join the government unless he steps down. The city has hosted thousands of international election observers, representing developed countries that together send billions of aid dollars each year to Cambodia. Among the observer groups is an American organization known as the International Republican Institute. The delegation was headed by Christine Todd Whitman, the former Republican governor of New Jersey.
These elections were an improvement over the past election cycle in Cambodia, but they still fell short of recognized international standards.
The U.S. has yet to reinstate direct aid to Cambodia. Political analysts say it could be at least 10 years before significant change comes to this country. Until then, the best they can hope for is a peaceful post-election period. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Phnom Penh.